Just know you're not alone. 'Cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
News Radio 840 WHAS. Good Sunday morning. Bob Sekulda, the Louisville Real Estate Show here with you. Until the top of the hour, thank you for joining us. We have an interesting show for you today, and joining us, Brad Lawler, owner of the Home Team Inspection Service. They come in as a team. They're the number one home team inspection service in the country now 8 years in a row. You can reach Brad and his team at 844-411-TEAM. And also, if you have a pest problem, you can also reach that number, 844-411-TEAM, for team bug out. Also here, Cora Henderson, who is one of the head honchos over at Pitt and Frank Attorneys. You can reach Cora and her crew over at 895-9900. You can pick the closing attorney that you want to close your loan, and we highly recommend Cora and Pitt and Frank LLC. And I'm Bob Sekulda. I would love to help you if you're thinking about selling your home this year or in the future. All you need to do is give me a call. I'll come out for a free, no obligation estimate. We'll talk about what the home is worth. We'll actually look on the computer and pull up comps. I'll show you how an appraiser goes through what they do. And then we'll look at the house and say, okay, maybe you need to do this or not. You may not have to do anything. You can reach me anytime on my cell phone, 376-5483, or you can go to bobsellslouisville.com. So let's go to a problem that we just were talking about before we went on the air. So in Jefferson County and in Bullitt now, when you sell a home, the seller is responsible for replacing the smoke detectors if you have an old-style 9-volt smoke detector with a 10-year non-removable lithium battery smoke detector. And you're supposed to purchase this, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Brad and Cora, you need to purchase it after you get a contract, but before closing, and you want to retain the receipts. Right. We're getting a thumbs up from Cora. Now, that's Jefferson and Bullitt, but the word is, Cora, you're hearing statewide that this may go into effect for all counties. So all homeowners, be alert. This is going to happen. If you have a battery backup, like an alarm system, which has a smoke detector in it, you're going to be excused from this. But if you have the 9-volt or even a 10-year, you're going to need to replace them. Right so far.
You are doing great, Bob. Oh, and good. Hey, okay. Happy Easter to all of our listeners.
Yes, thank you for bringing that up. The problem is, Brad, you got a call that was very unusual. Agents and sellers, listen carefully to what Brad heard or received as a call.
Yeah, the call that came into me was from an agent who was attempting to do a closing, and there was a form that the closing attorney asked the agent to sign. The agent was not willing to sign said form. The closing apparently broke down. He called me kind of out of the blue just to ask the question about whether or not Home Team will go out and certify that the smoke detectors were replaced, because he needed some sort of certification that they were replaced. This was the first that I've heard of this. As home inspectors, we really, for Jefferson County, I mean, it's, you know, smoke detectors, we're just identifying whether or not they're there, but they're not tested because of this ordinance. So I was out of my depth, out of my element. So we were just having the discussion about what are the requirements at the closing table, and how is the quote unquote certification done that the smoke detectors were replaced.
Mm-hmm. We haven't heard of this before, that, and the deal fell apart because the agent, they did not sign it.
They didn't close that day. There was apparently a delay, but over a signature on a piece of paper.
Corey, you haven't heard about this coming through from closing attorneys in your field, correct?
That's correct. I'm not aware of an agent being asked to sign it. So essentially, the form that's in discussion here is simply an affidavit that homeowner is in compliance with that Jefferson County code. And I don't have one in front of me, or I could certainly recite that. Maybe I can grab it at the break so that the folks that are listening can have that at their fingertips if they want to do any further research on that requirement. But my take on this and my knowledge is that you cannot transfer that duty. So let me give you an example outside of the one that we're discussing. We see a lot of people bring brand new smoke detectors in their Lowe's bags or Home Depot or whatever your preferred company is at the closing table and kind of shoving those over. Or here, let me write you a check for $60. You go pick out your own smoke detectors. Well, technically, that's not in compliance with that Jefferson County ordinance. So when you're signing that affidavit, you're saying that it is and has already been done. You're not doing it at the table or transferring that duty to someone else. So the homeowner should be the one executing that. We have not done that at my firm regarding asking the agents to sign. If I had to speculate. I would suppose, I would hope that the reason why they asked is that the seller refused to sign it for some reason. And so I'm not sure what the concern or hesitation was, and also why it wasn't addressed earlier, because it is included in the sales contract for our local board within the greater Louisville area. So hopefully that would have already been seen being a part of that contract and discussed already. So I'm not sure how that breakdown created, if it was, you know, simply a mismatch of personalities or what, but that's generally how that affidavit works.
All right, we'll keep an eye on this, and we will follow up if we hear anything coming down the pipe. But this is basically for anybody who's thinking of selling this year, and also for all real estate agents in the Louisville area. Coming up in just a little bit, five home ownership expenses that are tax deductible and five that are not. And a reminder, if you'd like to see a replay of today's show, you can actually see it, not just hear it. Go to LouisvilleAnswers.com. That's LouisvilleAnswers.com. That's a redirect to our YouTube channel where this video will reside. Natalie is in the process of buying a home and is expected to close in the next 4 weeks. She's being told by her realtor that there are attorney fees for her as the buyer. And she's wondering, what do those attorney fees amount to, and what does it cover, and is it really on the buyer's side? Cora?
Hi, Natalie. Congratulations on getting a home under contract, and good luck on your upcoming closing. I'm sure it will be smooth sailing. So you are correct. There are traditionally, at least here in our area, especially customarily, we have buyer and seller closing fees, specifically closing attorney fees. So what does that look like? So the buyer pays a fee and the seller pays a very similar one for the scope of work that the title company, i.e. closing attorney, does during that transaction. So once you get it under contract, if it's cash closing or if it's going through the lender, we'll get a title order and a copy of that contract. And that's whenever our title sauce production starts. So we'll order a title exam on the property, and that will likely require somebody to go down to the courthouse and dust off those records and copy everything and check the chain of title and identify if there's any encumbrances on the property, any liens, if there are any mortgages we need to pay off. Those are kind of the obvious ones. Make sure that we have good title to the property, which is a contractual obligation there, and certainly one that you want as a buyer to make sure that the seller can provide you with full title to the property, making sure the deeds are aligned, so on and so forth. That also helps us get a good owner's title insurance policy, an insurance product for you, as well as the lender getting a good policy. But our work doesn't stop there. So once we receive the title exam back and we process and comb through all the chain of title and make sure we make any corrections, obtain payoffs, so on and so forth, to get that clear title transferred over to you and produce our insurance requirements and title commitment and so forth, we will also work with the lender, or if it's a cash deal, to prepare the documents needed for closing. So it could be as few as 10 documents signed for a simple cash deal to closing, but it could also include a package for a lender of up to 150 pages. So we work with them to balance the numbers, get good statements out in advance for your review and comfort level and ability to ask questions and address concerns in advance of the closing table, produce those documents, and then we sit with you at the closing table. We want to make sure that you feel comfortable in your home buying experience. So at my firm, we'll have an attorney sit with you there and answer any questions, obtain the signatures, notarize those signatures. And of course, if there's a lender involved, making sure that lender has good first lien position is important. But that's just, you know, in a nutshell, kind of at least the beginning part. And then even after closing, you call us, you have questions. You never got a copy of the deed. You need, you know, a copy of this, you know, at the closing, you wonder about taxes. We're always available to you. We want to be your friend for life in your home purchase. So, you know, in a nutshell, that's what we do. And the fee that's charged is just a couple $100 for what I think is a well-deserved service and needed service to serve you at your closing.
Yeah, it's interesting. There's a lot of things that go on behind the scenes that both in the, your side of it, and then for us as real estate agents, hundreds of things. And so you just don't know. But it was a good question to ask. Hopefully that answers your question. Over to Brett Lawler at Home Team Inspection. Dolores owns a house with a gas fireplace. She was told by a friend that if you turn off the gas line, bugs will get in it. So she keeps her pilot lit year-round, even in the heat of the summer. She is wondering, is there any truth to that? Will bugs get in your gas line if you turn it off?
Yes, kind of. They don't
really?
Get a gas. Yeah, they don't get a gas line. What they do is it's typically spiders, and this is the same thing in the barbecue grill outside. So what happens is they just find those little holes that, you know, create the burner, create the flames either in your gas grill outside or your fireplace. So they can. I don't think there's really a need to, you know, keep the pilot light running the whole year, because one, it's not really impacting the burner tube. So I think that the fireplace companies out there really just going to recommend that before you start your season up, just vacuum off any of the spider webs, vacuum that little tube out, just to make sure that the burner orifices, the small holes, are open, so that when you relight the gas, then the burners aren't clogged up. That's partially that smell that you have, you know, each season when you first, you know, light up your, you know, your gas grill or your fireplace or even your heater. A lot of that's just dust and things that are burning off. That's that funny smell that you have.
Burnt spiders.
Burnt spiders. Yeah, you know, spiders, spider webs, all sorts of dust. It's good stuff.
I have to tell you, when I first saw this question from Dolores, I thought, oh, she's got to be mistaken. I can't believe that. But she's right.
She's right. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a thing.
That's an eye-opener. It is a thing. All right. Hey, a quick reminder. I'm not sure if all of you know this, that we have a moving truck, and it's free of charge to all of our clients. 14 feet. It's automatic, easy to drive. And all you need to do, if you want more information, if you're a past client or current client or a future client, you can call me at 376-5483, and I'll give you more information about using our moving truck. First come, first serve, that type of thing. We just ask that you put gas back in it after you're done. It's free of charge for the use as well. We're going to take a break. When we come back, 5 home ownership expenses that are tax deductible and 5 that are not. We're going to go quick. Continuing with us, Cora Henderson, who is one of the head honchos over at Pitt & Frank LLC. They do a great job of getting your loan closed, and you can reach Cora at 895-9900. Also, Brad Lawler, he is the owner of the Home Team Inspection Service and also Team Bug Out. You can reach Brad for your inspection of your home or to get rid of pests, the pesky type, like spiders, at 844-411-TEAM. And if you are thinking of potentially selling your home, I would love to help you. Just simply call me. It's a free, no obligation. Come out. We talk. I'll spend as much time as you need and look at a plan on how to help you get your home sold in a timely manner or whatever schedule you like and for the most money. You can reach me at 376-5483. Or you can go to BobSellsLouisville.com. We're back in a moment on News Radio 840 WHAS.
Hi, I'm Brad Lawler with Home Team Inspection Service, the area's largest home inspection company. Our teams of dedicated professionals, including many veterans, inspect thousands of homes in Louisville and southern Indiana each year. And team makes all the difference. Extra sets of eyes and overlapping duties means a more thorough inspection and better value for you. Multiple teams mean we're able to inspect your home when you need it. Radon testing, home inspection, termite reports, one call does it all. Get the team, get home team.
Pitt and Frank has been serving your community for over 30 years in real estate closings, and our title professionals educate the real estate industry both locally and throughout the state. Tell your loan officer and realtor to close with Pitt and Frank, where we pride ourselves on being your trusted real estate closing expert. Pitt and Frank, signed, sealed, and delivered at 502-895-9900. That's 502-895-9900.
Looking to sell your home and maximize your profit? I can help you. Hi, everybody. I'm Bob Sekolar, owner of the Sekolar Team, REMAX Properties East. We can buy your home, but the way to get top dollar is to let me sell it on the open market. With me, you're selling it on your terms, ensuring you're in control every step of the way. Call me, 376-5483. That's 376-5483, or go to BobSellsLouisville.com.
In today's real estate market, you want someone you can trust in the driver's seat. In Louisville, that's Bob and Greg Sekolar.
Bob and son Greg have helped thousands of families just like yours turn challenges into solutions. They can give you a guaranteed sale of a custom marketing system to get your home sold on your timeline and for the most money, and they have an instant cash offer program.
You deserve the best there is. Bob and Greg, go to WeSellLouisville.com.
You'll be glad you did.
News Radio 840 WHAS, Bob Sekulder, the Louisville Real Estate Show, continuing until the top of the hour. We thank Cora Henderson, who's sticking it out till the top of the hour, Pitt and Frank Attorneys, LLC. You can reach Cora and her team to get your loan closed at 895-9900. Also, Brad Lawler, owner of Home Team Inspection Service. They come in as a team. They get the job done quickly. And he also owns Team Bug Out. You can reach Home Team in at 844-411-TEAM. By the way, they're also now in Lexington and in Frankfort, 844-411-TEAM. And if you are thinking of selling your home now or in the future, I would love to help you. All you need to do is give me a call, come out, we'll talk about the process, we'll look at the actual numbers of what your home is worth, and I'll show you how the appraisers go about finding that value, because that's what's so important. It's a simple way on my laptop, and I like kind of explaining it to you so you know what's going on. It's, again, free, no obligation. Give me a call at 376-5483 or go to BobSellsLouisville.com. All right, so for those of you who have owned or do own a home, here are some of the things that you can expense and taxes and some things you can't. So your home equity loan, if you have a home equity loan, you can deduct the interest depending upon how you're using it. Cash out mortgage interest deductions, just as with any home loan, you can deduct the mortgage interest you pay to the lender. Discount points, if there aren't many tax breaks associated with refinancing your home, the cost of a mortgage discount point is one that you might be able to take advantage of. Property taxes, yes, you can deduct property taxes. And also home office, if you've got a home office, you can deduct part of the use of that house or a small part. But my accountant always says that's kind of a red flag to the IRS if you're doing that, so be very careful. So expenses that are not tax deductible, home insurance, premiums, refinance fees, settlement fees, private mortgage insurance, also known as PMI, and origination points. Those are some of the things on the list that I have here that are not tax deductible. All right.
And Bob, if I can add in, another potential deferment of taxes, specifically the capital gains tax, may be able to be accomplished via a 1031 deferred exchange. So if anyone has any questions, we are a qualified intermediary, 895-9900, and we can talk to you about whether or not your property could be eligible for the deferment of capital gains tax.
Interesting. Very good. All right. And a reminder, if you want to get our newsletter, we put it out twice a month. You can go to WeLoveLouisville.com. That's WeLoveLouisville.com. All right, let's go over to Brad Lawler with Home Team Inspection. Arnold is wondering about selling his house this year. In this email, he's asking, what repair should he make before putting his home on the market? This is a great question, Brad.
Yeah, I think that one of the things he needs is probably a full evaluation of the home, depending on how long he's been there, depending on the type of maintenance he's done. Every homeowner does a little bit. Some are very, very particular about their homes and have regular, you know, contractors through making sure everything's up to date. If you haven't done any work like that in the last 5 years, then it might be best to just, you know, yeah, self-serving here, but have a home inspector come through, do an evaluation of the home, do a pre-listing so that you can identify those big things that need to be fixed. At minimum, I'd start with the HVAC service, make sure that we should be servicing those systems twice a year. So I would start with your HVAC. I would definitely have your roof checked. Mm-hmm. And if you've experienced any sort of leaks in your basement, any water coming into your house, you want to attend to any of those. That would be, I think, the very minimums before you list. I mean, there's a lot of exterior things. You know, I know the curb appeal is a big thing, but exterior painting, exterior maintenance is often overlooked. I might, you know, want to do those even before I would look at listing a home.
Got it. Cora, Alexis is buying her first home in May, and in this email, she says she knows she needs to get pre-approved, but she's wondering, when she gets to the closing table, what documents should she bring with her? She lists a couple of them here. Does she need to bring a birth certificate?
Great question, Alexis, and congratulations. This is such a huge milestone and one that I'm sure will bring lots of good memories for years to come in your new home. So we get this question a lot, and even for our seasoned home buyers and sellers, you forget. It's at a very emotional time. You know, you're packing stuff up. You know, you've been through a long process already. And so I totally understand how, you know, there could be some absent-mindedness when it comes to what you need to bring to closing. So I think that we can always do a better job over communicating what needs to be done. Birth certificate, No. However, what you need to bring is an unexpired photo ID. The lenders are always going to require a copy of that, but I understand they may have already asked for it, but I need it at the closing table because we will be notarizing your signature. And an unexpired photo ID is also the best way for me to realize that you are who you say you are. Now, I say unexpired because oftentimes people don't realize they've expired accidentally. So check that out. Certainly better us to tell you that it's expired than the police officer that pulls you over. But just be aware of that, especially with the newer options with the Real ID. You're sometimes able to renew online, which is super convenient. So make sure it's unexpired. If you don't have a driver's license, your passport is also a great photo ID. Just make sure, again, that it's not expired. In the event you only have expired material, you're unable, you know, to renew that prior to closing, just have that conversation with your agent, lender, and title company representative, but it will likely result in them requesting you to go in and get that renewed form. Now, that said, there's another important piece of what you need to bring. Besides your ID, so we know that you are who you say you are, you need to bring your proceeds check. So most buyers have to put money down to buy a house. And that means that whatever your lender tells you you need to bring to closing, when the closing attorney sends you that statement in advance and your agent goes over it with you, there'll be a bottom line number that the borrower and buyer needs to bring in closing to effectuate your purchase. So whatever that number is, it needs to be in certified funds. So if it's a wire, just be cognizant of wire fraud, which is rampant. Have safe and secure conversations relative to that. Otherwise, the most common way to bring those certified funds are going to be your cashier's check. So just go into the bank prior to closing. Whatever that number is, make sure you ask for it in a certified check. And you can make it payable to yourself, or you just sign the back over at closing to the title attorney. If you're not sure the numbers or they're not finalized, overshoot it if you can. Just if there's any last minute changes, we can always cut you a check back at closing for any overage. That's always better. The last item I'll say just in connection with that is, in the event those numbers aren't finalized and you don't overshoot it, bring your personal checkbook if you have one. But oftentimes closing attorneys will only take a personal check for an insignificant amount, about $250 or less.
Got it. Some good information. If other information you're looking for when it comes to selling your home, you can go to LouisvilleSellersTalk.com. That's LouisvilleSellersTalk.com. There are some of the interviews I do with my clients as we close at the closing table that you might like to see. Over to Brad Lawler with Home Team Inspection Service. Sandy writes in, my home has been on the market 180 days. Okay, that's a long time in this market. The home has aluminum wiring. Her agent says it's not a problem, but feedback from buyers say it is a problem. Is it a problem? Should she replace the wiring? I'm not sure how agents or buyers know it's aluminum. Is aluminum wire, is that the red wires that are marked? How are those marked that they would know?
No. So if you, the easiest way to look at it is to open up an outlet. So take the cover off and look at one of the outlets there. And you can see if it's silver in color, if it's just a single piece of silver, that's aluminum, single strand aluminum wiring. That's what the scary wiring is that people are concerned about. If it's copper in color, then it's copper wiring. The home inspectors, electricians, we're going to actually go into the distribution panel. So we'll be able to see what all of the wiring for the house starts out as from the distribution panel. Single strand aluminum wiring is very common in Louisville. If you have a house that has it and you're looking to sell it, my recommendation is get an electrician who can come in and do an evaluation of the panel. And then there's steps that can be taken to protect each of those outlets, switches. Electricians have, you know, different devices that they can use to, you know, effectively connect copper to aluminum so that it doesn't expand and contract, which is where the fire hazard comes from. And so they can make it safer doing some different processes. It's not a requirement to rewire an entire house with the single strand. It's just where the aluminum connects to copper is the problem. Electricians have fixes for that. So consult an electrician. It's not the end of the world. But yes, home inspectors are going to call it out for sure. But it's always, you know, requires the evaluation of an electrician.
Is it even
Brad,
possible?
Wouldn't an appraiser might spot it as well and see that as a safety deficiency that it could impact the, you know, approval of their loan?
Yeah, the appraisers, what they're looking at would be outside of my realm of what I'm looking for. Yes, it's possible. And again, whether an appraiser or the inspector calls it out, it's going to go back to the electrician for an evaluation. You know, I don't think an appraiser, just like a home inspector, is not going to say you've got to rip out all of the single strand aluminum wiring in the house. Be careful though. A couple things to keep in mind. There's a difference between single strand aluminum and the stranded aluminum, the multi wires that you see. That is common feeding your house. That's common use on things like dryers and stoves. Okay, it's not a problem with the stranded aluminum wiring. It's just that single strand.
Can you even replace aluminum wire? She asked in her email.
You can, but electricians that I've talked to will tell you, unless you're doing like an entire gut of the house, it is prohibitively expensive because essentially all the walls have to be opened up. They can run new cabling if through an attic and some other ways, but it's very, very labor intensive to replace it and very expensive.
All right. So hopefully that answers Sandy's question. All right. Let's go back over to Core. I think this will be probably the final question for our show. Jacques asks, is it a common strategy for today's home buyers to make an offer on a home, and Brad, you may want to get into this, fully intending to lower that offer based on something that they find during an inspection? So Cora, let's start with you, and I don't know that you'd have the details, but do you see on your end where prices have come down from the original list price over the time period of an inspection?
So occasionally, I think that's less likely for us to see price reductions. However, we are seeing repairs being made during the course of a real estate transaction. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's normal depending on the types of repairs, but I think that that's probably modest. I think, again, most people will have repairs granted that address safety deficiencies, not cosmetic deficiencies. So any kind of structural safety issues, things of that nature will ask to be repaired. And certainly anything relative to getting that loan approved if an appraiser catches it as well. But as far as going into a contract and giving the number that the seller wants in hopes that, you know what, we'll get skin in the game by them and then we'll just go in and renegotiate, that just smells like bad faith. And there is a good faith requirement to contracting. And so I would not recommend doing that in any sense of the word. And certainly don't set that expectation. If you know that that's outside of your comfort level and the affordability of the purchase price that you're under contract with, you know, don't just assume that you're going to be able to successfully renegotiate that price or ask for cosmetic repairs during a repair request and get that awarded or get that accepted, I should say, by the seller. So we always want to contract in good faith and we want to set the expectations appropriately. You don't want to buy over your head. So just understand what you can afford.
Brett, you're not necessarily privy to it, but you do are aware
of
it, right?
Yeah, and I was, for those that watch the Zoom or the video of this, I was making faces as soon as you asked this because I remember the time we were in a house and the owners walked through the door and the first thing they said to me and my inspection team is, you guys need to find me $10,000 of repairs. I have to get $10,000 off the price. You've got to find it. Okay.
The buyers told me that from
the moment they walked through the door. Wow. And now there were some major problems, like, you know, we put a tennis ball on a counter and it rolled, you know, downhill because the middle of the house is sagging. There were some evident problems, but it doesn't happen all that often. But every once in a while, people will give us their targets of how many dollars of stuff they want us to find. The thing about the home inspectors, we're not allowed to make any repairs. I can't tell you what anything's going to cost because I don't fix anything. Mm-hmm. I'm just, you know, the requirement for me is I just have to find the defects in it. But yeah, it's happened, you know, where people told us this is how much money I need you guys to find.
And I will tell you, some big national groups that come in and buy homes, they will do that. They will come in, they'll buy a home at a specific price, maybe the price that the seller wants. And then they will come back after the inspection and say, well, we found these serious problems. We're willing to buy it, but we're going to need to reduce the price or do some sort of concession.
And it Bob, if, yeah. for that house that was on the market for 180 days, maybe you have a good opportunity for that to renegotiate that purchase price, whatever that looks like. However, in today's hot market, we have very low inventory. Again, I just wouldn't expect that.
Yeah, so something could be, and it could be marketing, and I don't want to go into a shameless plug, but we do a pretty good job of selling homes. So if you're listed, there's really nothing I can do, but if you want to talk, you call me. I can't call you, and we can talk about what the process looks like to help you. Even if we're not the agents that are involved, I can at least give you some advice or tell you who to talk to help you get your home sold. We're out of time. Our thanks to Cora Henderson, who is one of the big shots over at Pitt & Frank LLC. They do a great job at closings and a variety of other things, and you can reach Cora and her team at 895-9900. Brad Lawler, also with us, Home Team Inspection Service and Team Bugout, also do a great job. Come in as a team to get your home inspected. They are the number one home team inspection service in the United States now 8 years in a row, and you can reach Brad and his group. Oh, wait, 9 years in a row?
Nine years.
Oh, yeah. I missed it. Oh,
it's okay, yeah, Bob.
Nine years. Nine. That's all right. I stand corrected. 9 years in a row. And you can reach Brad and his group at 844-411-TEAM. And for me, Bob Sokolberg, you can call me if you want to invite me out for a free, no-obligation discussion about what the market looks like, what your home is worth, what the marketing plan should be, what maybe you need to declutter or not, or repair or not. I'm available for you pretty much 24/7. You can reach me on my cell phone, area code 502-376-5483, or go to bobsellslouisville.com. We are out of time. I'll see you next Sunday on News Radio 840 WHAS.